What if the very traits you've been told to overcome, your preference for solitude, your thoughtful pauses, your deep listening, are actually your greatest professional assets? In a workplace culture that rewards the loudest voice in the room, somewhere between 30 and 50% of us are wired differently. We're the ones who leave meetings feeling drained rather than energized, who craft our best ideas in quiet reflection rather than brainstorming sessions, who build relationships through meaningful one-on-one conversations rather than networking happy hours. This isn't a flaw to fix. It's a different operating system that, when properly understood and leveraged, can lead to extraordinary career success. Introversion isn't shyness wearing a professional disguise. It's fundamentally about energy, where you find it, and how you spend it. While your extroverted colleagues recharge by grabbing drinks after work, you restore yourself through solitude and internal reflection. This difference, first mapped by Carl Jung, explains why you can be an excellent communicator who simply needs to think before speaking, or a skilled networker who prefers depth over breadth in relationships. Culture shapes how this plays out. In many Asian and African societies, the contemplative qualities of introversion are celebrated as wisdom. But in American workplaces, where speaking up, thinking on your feet, and constant self-promotion are often expected, introverts face a particular challenge. Add to this the disappearing career ladder, the rise of the gig economy, and the pressure to constantly market yourself, and the landscape can feel hostile. Yet here's the paradox. Your natural inclinations toward careful observation, deep analysis, and thoughtful communication are precisely what today's complex work environment needs. The challenge isn't changing who you are. It's learning to showcase your strengths in a language the workplace understands. Before anyone else can see your value, you must see it yourself, and this is where introverts excel. Deep self-reflection isn't just comfortable for you, it's where you do your best thinking. Mine your achievements for patterns. That innovative solution to a workflow problem, that impossible project you managed, each accomplishment reveals not just what you did, but how you think and what matters to you. Consider Tom, an IT project manager who struggled to articulate his worth after 15 years. Once he identified his core values, work-life balance, security, supportive relationships, creativity, and social impact, his job search gained direction. He targeted foundations and universities where these values were celebrated, landing a fulfilling position where his values and skills aligned perfectly. Your resume is an introvert's secret weapon, a chance to showcase qualifications without face-to-face self-promotion. With recruiters spending just 6 seconds per resume, yours must immediately capture attention through achievements, not responsibilities. Transform bland descriptions using the SCOPE formula: scope, contribution, outcome. Instead of "directed organization's membership program," write "directed membership program serving 500 full members and 900 complementary members, improved benefits and increased programming, growing revenue from $22,000 to $40,000 in 2 years. Personal branding establishes your unique professional identity. Create a headline defining your target role and distinction: human resource leader and change manager, or innovative pharmaceutical sales rep consistently exceeding goals by 20%. Follow with a brief summary highlighting career achievements and expertise. Keywords determine whether human eyes see your resume. Applicant tracking systems scan for industry-specific terms, so review job postings for patterns. Tools like JobScan extract key terms from descriptions, optimizing your resume for both robots and humans. Don't underestimate additional sections: honors, affiliations, presentations, community service, publications. As an introvert, you might downplay these accomplishments, but they significantly influence hiring decisions. Social media favors introverts. Research thoughtfully, write carefully, and build connections without interruption, all on your schedule. LinkedIn, with 575 million members and 3 million active job leads, has become essential for career advancement. Robert maintained a minimal profile until expanding his presence, which led to reconnecting with former boss Suzanne. She invited him to co-present at a major conference, a career-defining opportunity emerging directly from his digital network. Your LinkedIn profile should tell a compelling story. Use first person in your summary for personal engagement. Include accomplishments, multimedia elements, and group memberships. Profiles with photos receive 11 times more views. Invest in a professional headshot. Twitter lets you demonstrate industry knowledge and engage with thought leaders on your terms. Unlike LinkedIn's mutual connections, Twitter requires no reciprocation. Follow industry experts freely. Use hashtags to find opportunities and join conversations. For creative professionals, Pinterest showcases visual work, while blogging reaches large audiences through thoughtful writing, leveraging your strengths in observation and analysis. Networking determines career success. 70 to 80% of jobs come through connections, not applications. Introverts' natural listening skills and thoughtful questions make them exceptional at building meaningful relationships. Susanna exemplified this when her genuine curiosity about others' work led to an unexpected job offer as associate vice president, where she negotiated her own job description through strategic relationship building. Attend select events with strategic preparation. Plan your entrance, prepare talking points, and develop questions that draw others out. Arrive early to initiate conversations rather than joining midstream. Approach people standing alone. You'll both feel relieved. Use the four keys approach: what you do, how you add value, your expertise, and your position. Hi, I'm Maya. In my coaching practice, Dream Big, I specialize in work-life balance and stress management, helping people identify their purpose and create strategies for reaching their goals. After events, leverage your preference for deeper connections through one-on-one meetings. Research contacts thoroughly, request meetings with concise emails, ask thoughtful questions, present yourself using the SAVVY formula: synopsis, accomplishments, value, virtues, your interests, and follow up with genuine thank you notes. Introverts excel in interviews. Your listening skills and thoughtful responses are natural advantages. Preparation builds confidence. Master three question types: career background questions using SMART, situation, motivation, action, results, transformation; behavioral questions with STAR, situation, task, action, results; and viewpoint questions, where your reflective nature shines. Think in bullet points, not scripts. Identify key ideas and supporting examples. Since 93% of communication is nonverbal, 55% body language, 38% vocal delivery, practice with a friend or record yourself to refine your delivery. Manage anxiety through exercise, meditation, try 4-7-8 breathing, visualization, and power posing. Strike the performer with hands in a triumphant V for 2 minutes before your interview. During interviews, leverage your strengths: active listening, reading subtle cues, and delivering thoughtful responses. Speaking too quickly, pause and breathe. Confused by a question? Ask for clarification. Stumped? Be honest rather than fabricating. Interviewers value composure over perfection. In workplaces that mistake volume for value, your introversion isn't a weakness, it's your competitive advantage. Every deep conversation that shifted perspective, every solution crafted in quiet reflection, every relationship built through genuine listening, these are the foundation of lasting professional impact. The world needs your careful observation amid snap judgments, your deep listening through constant noise, your thoughtful analysis in an age of reactive decisions. When you stop apologizing for your introversion and start leveraging it strategically, you don't just survive the workplace, you transform it. Your quiet strength isn't a whisper hoping to be heard. It's a resonant voice that changes the conversation entirely.